Residents of South Central Alaska are enjoying a week of the music, art, and regalia of Southeast Alaska tribes. KMBA's Jocelyn Estes has more.
This week, the Alaska Native Heritage Center is hosting a celebration of Southeast Alaska Native cultures by adding to an outdoor village site exhibit. Three artists have carved four massive house posts to be placed inside a traditional wood plank clan house. Each house post represents a tribal group and a theme. Tuesday afternoon, Simpson carver David Boxley of Metlakatla paints red eyebrows on a mosquito mask he had carved and describes his house post's design.
The images on it are eagle and a raven in the eyebrows representing the air or the sky, and then a wolf painted on the drum that the singer is holding, and that represents the earth. And then the killer whale at the bottom represents the sea. It is also the canoe that the singer is riding in. And even though that this is the environment pole, it also, those four symbols are also the four main crests of the Tsimshian.
Nearby, Joe Young, Haida of Haidaberg, sits next to the house post he and his brother TJ had carved. He works on a dogfish shark mask he's making for a celebration of his grandfather's upcoming 100th birthday. Among the Haida, everyone is either an eagle or a raven, and traditionally could wed someone only of the opposite side. The Young's house post expresses its theme of respect for family by highlighting the ties between eagles and ravens.
You know, they're connecting tongues, kind of to show, a form of marriage or commitment to each other. And then we have a couple hummingbirds in the ears, kind of signify children. And also we have, in the wings of the eagle, we have humans. Kind of shows in kids in human form.
The EAC post, dedicated to respect for culture, went up Monday. Israel Shotridge of Ketchikan carved it. Tuesday afternoon, he was giving the Tlingit post some finishing touches.
My grandmother was a clan mother for Tekwedi, Ketchikan. Her name was Alice Harris. She taught me this song. It's a love song. And every time I sing it, I think about my mother and my grandmother.
The house posts are made of red cedar and weigh hundreds of pounds. 16 men carefully carried the Tlingit post to an area where about 150 people were seated. Tlingit elders expressed appreciation to the Dena'ina Athabascan people for allowing the Tlingit to erect a house post and to hold the day's events on the Dena'ina traditional homelands.
We thank you for being gracious host to us, Tlingit.
A representative of the Dena'ina people welcomed the Tlingit.
Yali Eslanda, she shida Aaron Leggett Gush Dunak, she chada Dena'inak, she.
Carver Israel Shotridge described the figures and their meaning on the Tlingit house post. Its theme is respect for self. After the ceremonies, men carried the house post into the clan house. The week culminates Friday in the naming of the clan house. Events are open to the public. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.